السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also sisters who listen over receivers, the 21st night of Ramadan is gone. Allah Ta'ala only knows whether we will see any of the remaining nights. Look at the number of people who are suddenly departing from this world. So we all are in departure lounges. All of us, we are in departure lounges. The world is like a departure lounge. Once we have arrived, then it's in a departure lounge. Allah only knows when the time for departure is fixed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dearly loves those people who seek forgiveness for their sins. In dua, the person must seek forgiveness for sins. In dua, the person praises Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He recites Durud Sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He seeks forgiveness of his sins, and then he seeks whatever he wants to beg of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned that inni qareeb. However, what I wish to say now is that something that is now lacking in the lives of the majority of us Muslims is i'tiraf of qusur, an acknowledgement of one's weakness or sin, which was the hallmark of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the Tabi'in, Tabi'in, Awliya, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. There was no question of any kind of sin on them. They may have made some error of judgment. In all sincerity, they believed a certain thing to be the right way of action. And there could have been a slight error of judgment, like in the case of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now that was not a sin that they committed. But because of their very, very high status and high rank and high position, for them, even if that was an error of judgment, that was slight mistake, not a sin, they considered as if it was a real, real sin. And they made a'tiraf of qusur. That is the point. A'tiraf of qusur. If you look at all the kitabs of Hadith Sharif and look at all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, etc., Jannat was guaranteed for them. But yet, any slight error also, and they are tearing, they are crying, they are asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And that is what is required now in the remaining days of Ramadan. First of all, a'tiraf of qusur. We acknowledge that indeed we haven't done justice to the days of Ramadan that have already gone by. To make an acknowledgement before Allah Ta'ala, deep-hearted sincerity, the person makes an acknowledgement. He cries before Allah Ta'ala that indeed we have done great injustice upon ourselves if we have been negligent in the days of Ramadan that have gone by. That is the requirement. Look at all the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And I have mentioned this and discussed this many times, and you also have read in the hikayat of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. So many of these incidents are recorded, but we just read them. We don't really reflect and ponder and meditate over it, take some lessons from it. There is a whole section there in the Hikayatul Sahaba on the khawf and the fear that the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in had. This again has been explained many times that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we must have both hope and fear in. On the one hand, our hope must be like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that if it is and there is an announcement that everybody will go into Jannat except one won't go into Jannat. So then he says, I will have that fear that it is possible that I am that one. Or I could be that one that will not enter into Jannat. Everybody else will enter, only Umar won't enter. And if it is announced that everybody is going to go into hell except one person, so then I will have such a kind of hope in Allah Ta'ala that it would be Umar that would be the exception. What a balance he gave to us, that on the one hand great hope in Allah Ta'ala and the other hand great fear also. That means they were not satisfied and contented and become complacent and relaxed that Alhamdulillah, we have done so much now that finished, Jannat is guaranteed for us. As I mentioned in Sunday program, as a Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Ali, were the attacks of Shaitan. So one of the attacks of Shaitan, one of the whisperings of Shaitan, he said he comes from all sides and I explained it in detail. They say one of it is this, that he comes finally when he sees he's failed all round, then he comes and whispers. And he says that now, O Shaqiq, you have done so much, so much. There is no need to fear anything now. You have done so much. Everything is accepted, all maqbool. Now you can relax. So he says at that time, again, I answer Shaitan, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Which really means that the person has to wait until his dying day, until his death hasn't taken place, until the person hasn't left this world, and until Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hasn't informed him that now I am pleased with you and you can enter into Jannat. He says, until then there is no such thing as relaxing. Because he will come and say, now mashallah, you've done so much of deen work, so much of zikr, so much of ibadah, tilawat, fasting and i'tikaf and what you did. So at that time say, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is how they kept a kind of monitoring of the souls, which we have now neglected. So this is what we will find in their lives, that in spite of doing everything, they had this kind of khashiyat in their hearts, a kind of a fear that it must not be rejected. And on the other hand, they had great hope that if Allah Ta'ala has given the tawfiq of doing something good, then inshallah He will accept it also. Somebody complained to one Allah wala that I am making so much of zikr, tilawat, ibadat, everything, especially zikrullah. And he says, I'm not getting any kind of response. He says, I'm not getting any kind of response. Doesn't seem to be having a kind of effect. So he said, what other response do you want that Allah Ta'ala gave you the tawfiq to take His name again and again and again? If he had not accepted the first one, if you don't like somebody, would you tell him, keep coming to my house? If the person made one namaz with jamaat, he should make it sincerely, he should make it with devotion, he should make it in the proper and appropriate manner, everything in its place. But if he has made it in congregation, then in that congregation, many a time there are very pious people, righteous people, God-fearing people, people who really make the namaz with khushu and khuzu. With the barakat of their namazes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts ours too. So we must have that hope. But that does not mean that we become negligent. So this is something that we find glaring in the life of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And therefore I say that we have read these incidents many times, we have heard it many times. But now is the need for it in these hours and days of Ramadan that are going by now. There is more need for it than ever before. That we make a'tiraf of our qusur. We cry before Allah Ta'ala of our sins, our mistakes, our errors, and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, because those people who were promised Jannat in this world, they were promised Jannat. Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Usman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, so many others fil Jannah. And yet look at how they had that kind of khashiyat and khawf in them. So who are we to say that we have done enough now and there is no need for it? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, read in Hikayat al-Sahaba, it's also written there. Jannat, all the doors of Jannat will invite him. The closest to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the most beloved amongst the men, was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Look at the sacrifices that he made for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever has shown ihsan upon me, whoever did some favor, says, I've repaid them in this world, I've repaid them. There's nothing more to repay. I've given them. If they did me some favor, I did them great favors. Of course, he was not showing his favors, but he was trying to show the position of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, that others, if they did some favor, I've paid them. However, Abu Bakr, his favors upon me are such that only Allah ta'ala can reward him on the day of Qiyamah. And yet that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I wish I was the hair on the body of a Muslim. Sometimes he says, I wish I was a blade of grass that was eaten by some beast and that was the end. And sometimes he says, I wish I was a tree and that was chopped or used as firewood. And who is saying it? The one who is promised Jannat, and all the doors of Jannat are going to invite him. One occasion he's sitting and he's watching a bird flying under the tree. This incident also, how many times I too related it and you have heard it too. But what kind of impact does it have on our hearts? He saw the bird flying under the trees. He said, oh, you bird, how fortunate and how lucky you are. Yet he is the most fortunate person to be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he's saying, oh, bird, how fortunate you are. That you fly under the shade of trees. You drink water. And then you die. Someday without any reckoning. No reckoning for you, nothing. How fortunate you are. I wish I were you, O bird. With all that high rank and position and with all those fazail and virtues and all those things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned about him. But this is his condition. He says, I wish I were you. I mentioned that on one occasion in the Haram Sharif, while sitting and watching those birds going round and round the Kaaba Sharif. Looking at those birds, I addressed myself, the birds in my heart, addressing those birds. I said, oh, you birds, how lucky you are. How fortunate you are. You go round and round the Kaaba Sharif. You drink the water of Zamzam when they are there in the containers. You listen to the azan of the Haram Sharif. You listen to the iqama in the Haram Sharif. You listen to the salat led by the imams of the Haram Sharif. You even witness from the top the janazas that are being performed, the janazah salat that are being performed. And then you get a bird's eye view of the millions when they are going into ruku and sajda. Oh bird, how lucky you are. How fortunate you are. Someday you die. There's no reckoning for you. There is no azab for you. There's no hisab and kitab for you. So this was Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. That they had a'tiraf of qusur. Although there was no sins they were committing like us. But an acknowledgement. So this is what I am getting across to you and to myself also. That the days of Ramadan that have gone by, they have gone by. So we must make a'tiraf of the qusur. We must acknowledge before Allah Ta'ala, shed tears of repentance and remorse and regret that, oh Allah, we acknowledge indeed that we haven't done justice to the days that have gone by. Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion he is tearing, he is crying. His wife asks him, oh Abdullah, why are you crying? Oh my dear husband, why are you crying? But before she asked him that, she started tearing too. Before even asking him, she started tearing and crying. So he asked her that, why are you crying? Said, I saw you cry. So whatever makes you cry makes me cry. Look at the love that the husbands and wives had those days. How much of muhabbat there was between their hearts. We only talk about this. We don't take lessons from it. For a wife to start tearing, to shed tears, the moment she sees the husband is tearing, and to start tearing straight away without even asking the husband that what is it that is making him cry. What kind of compassion, what kind of love, what kind of muhabbat Allah Ta'ala had put into their hearts. They were human beings also, not that they didn't have any kind of difference of opinion, or not that sometimes the husband and wife didn't have any kind of argument over anything. But in everything they followed the Sharia, so even if there was some kind of argument, they resolved it according to the Sharia, and the muhabbat that was in their hearts was not affected. That muhabbat and love was not affected. It increased. So here he says that whatever makes you cry, it makes me cry. So then he said that we all have to cross over Pul Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. Everybody will have to cross that bridge. Beneath the bridge is the fire of Jahannam. Some people will cross it like lightning, some people at a slower pace, some people will crawl over it, and some people will fall. So he said, that is what is making me tear, that is what is making me cry, that I do not know whether I will cross and go that side or I'll go down. These people who were pious, righteous, companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they so much of basharat given to them, so much of glad tidings given to them. Allah Ta'ala mentioning it in the Quran Sharif, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying, don't make the sahaba the target of your criticism after me. Allah, Allah fi ashabi, la tattakhizuhum gharadan min ba'di. Fear Allah with regards to my companions. Don't make them the target of your criticism. Man ahabbahum fa bihubbi ahabbahum. Whosoever loves my companions, they love them because of me, because of their love for me. And whoever dislikes them and harbors malice and bughz in their hearts, then it is because they don't like me. That's why they don't like my companion too. Whoever hurts my companions, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, hurts me. And whoever hurts me, he hurts Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And whoever hurts Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will seize them. Now that's the status. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. And he says, that is what is making me cry, making me tear. That, oh Abdullah, you do not know whether you will be able to cross the Pul Sirat and go into Jannat. That's the kind of khawf and khashiyat they had. So the wife says that I was crying because I saw you crying. He said, this is what was making me cry. So in their lives we find that they were making a'tiraf of their qusur. And especially if somebody had to just recite a verse of the Quran Sharif, then irrespective of what, immediately they melted, finished. Tears begin rolling down the cheeks. The powerful Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, whom even the Roman and Persian emperors, when they used to listen to his name, puts a shiver in the spine. But yet look at his life. On one occasion he's going around. He was Amirul Mu'mineen, but he used to go round and round checking anybody in distress, anybody got a problem, anybody got any difficulty. And what is happening around Madina Sharif. One time he saw one house from which some sounds were coming. So he jumped the fence or door and went through the back door and entered inside. When he went inside, there was an elderly person, but he was drinking. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu caught him in action, drinking. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his whip was well known, he could have whipped him same time, he could have taken him, arrested him, done whatever has to be done. And there was nothing wrong, he was Amirul Mu'mineen and he was investigating. But immediately the person recited the ayat of the Quran Sharif. He said, O Umar, I may have committed one sin, one mistake I made, but you made three mistakes. Now look at those people, how bold they were, how courageous they were. They knew that Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, irrespective of how strong he is and how hard he is on sins, but the moment you recite Quranic verse, Umar is no more that Umar. Khawf of Allah ta'ala becomes ghalib and overpowers him. He says, the Quran Sharif says, وَأْتُلْ بُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. The Quran Sharif says, come through the front doors, not through the doors. And you scaled the wall and came inside. So you broke one law of Allah ta'ala. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Surah Hujurat, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. And don't spy. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَخْطَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. The ayats of Surah Hujurat. They say, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, don't spy. Umar, you were spying. You came inside and investigated. Second law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The third law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That when you enter any person's home, before you enter, make salam. And then ask for permission and then enter. You didn't knock, you didn't ask for permission, you didn't make salam and you entered. Now it's obvious that if you had done all those things, will the person ever get caught? But as Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he immediately began to tear. And he said, indeed what you have said is right. And he said, will you forgive me? Will you forgive me? Will you forgive me? Umar, asking him for forgiveness. That he recited verses of the Quran Sharif, which indicate that he made some mistake in his action. So, i'tiraf of qusur is making. What kind of people they were. We cannot do that much. At least we can ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of our sins. Make i'tiraf of qusur. Kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai, kabhi i'tiraf qusur hai. Kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraf qusur hai, kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraf qusur hai. Ae malak ko jis ki nahi khabar, wo huzur mera huzur hai. Sometimes he says, I'm getting a kind of an enjoyment in my ta'at, in my ibadat, zikr, tilawat. And sometimes it's i'tiraf e qusur, that before Allah I cry that, oh Allah, I haven't been able to do justice. And when I make tawbah, he says, when I make tawbah and when I shed tears before my Allah, even the angels do not know what heights I reach because of those tawbah of mine. Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah's poetry, that is, very pious person. He said, with my tawbah after that, because I'm a human being, I'm bound to make mistakes and err. But with that tawbah, he says, I reach such heights that even the malak, the angels, they too do not know what heights I reach. I'm on the farsh, making tawbah, but my ruh goes to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So my respected brothers, let us not waste the remaining days and nights of Ramadan. Otherwise it's going to go like that. The flight of the 21st is gone. And if we don't make quick preparation, then even 23rd will go, 27th will go, 29th will go, and that will be the end of it. And we will be still in square one. Everybody will take off, and we will still be there where we were. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. May Allah ta'ala make the remaining days and nights of Ramadan the best of our lives. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Allah remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering of mankind around the globe, and especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make dua for me too, I make dua for you. Akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.